Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
You're listening to The Witching Hour on WYXR.
They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and no wonder. I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I use my songs to entice you with verses of ice you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and no other. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want a gal who would be a pal, would never look at another, who'd be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yeah, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you wanna love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life's little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my teeth to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell, but I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch.
Hello, friends. Happy October 27th. Or whatever day you may listen to this in the future. This is WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. You're tuned into a show called The Witching Hour. This is an hour where I play you some of the songs from the darker, creepier side of life. Because listening to weird music is good for you. And we've got a special show queued up for you today, because I'm going to play a fun record called Monsters Speak. I saved this one especially for the spooky season. It's about a guy interviewing a vampire. Dracula specifically, so yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to play it for you. Because, you know, why waste time talking when I can let Dracula talk to you? So, after I play this interview, we'll get back to some music. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, settle in, get comfortable. And let's have an evening with Dracula, shall we?
11. An hour left to midnight. My last hour alive. And I have to put this all down. 1 hour left to tell the story of how I found Count Dracula. Why did it have to be me? Something dragged me down there. Something I can't understand kept me going. Now it's too late. He's coming for me. I hid myself that night in the British Museum. On the mummies and the old dead Egyptian pharaohs. And when the place was emptied of all the living, I went to that stairway. And I went down and down and down to a hell I never thought could be. I had to find him. Anyone, whoever you are. When you read this, you've been warned. This is your last chance to turn back. At midnight, it'll be too late for me. But you may be the next one to find that dreadful door at the end of the stairway.
To the crypt of Count Dracula. Who disturbs the sleep of the vampire? Ah, it's you. You have come to see if there is such a thing as Dracula. Many men have come. None have ever returned. Come closer. 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 Look. Look into the coffin. Such things cannot exist. But I am here, and you have eyes to see me. No, I will not harm you. Why? I have a purpose. You will tell the people who walk above the ground that Count Dracula lives. You will tell them of me, and how one day I shall come for them. There are many things in the dark that are beyond the ken of human imagination. Come. Come. Sit on that coffin there. It is empty for now. Fools. If I went into the street and said who I was, would they believe me? No. Stupidity has always been my best protection. I hear the police are looking for a prowler. What a funny thing. For fingerprints they search, for marks on windows. The evidence I leave, little marks on the necks of my victims, they do not believe. The doctors say that they suffer from anemia. True. They all have very little blood when I am finished. To be human is to be our food. This is the way it has always been. No, no, don't move away from me. It is the nature of things for some people, you, to be victims of a superior being, me. Come, come with me. No, I will not harm you. Now, you have my word as the king of the vampires. The word of Count Dracula. Out of the way, my pets. Do not fear. They are only rats. Look, my friends, the bats have returned. Igor, Maximilian, Philip, here. Ah, my bats, come. Sit on my shoulder. Ah, little bat. They make such lovely pets. They eat anything I feed them. Well, as I was saying, yes, how old I am and how I stay young, I will tell you the secret, which is not a secret, but a story told at midnight to frighten you. I drink blood. My friends, the moonlight affects the wolves. We have that in common. Peculiar thing, the moon. It brings out in all of us such beautiful ghastliness. Charming things are done in the light of the moon. It's a time for evil, for murder, for Count Dracula. Command you, silence. There are many powers that I have, and all the creatures that roam the night obey when Count Dracula commands. If you are my friend, then nothing can harm you. If you are my enemy, nothing can save you. Sink my pets. Fly, my friends. To me, my lovely ones. Come, all of you, talk to Count Dracula. It frightens you. They will not harm you because I am your protector. But if I say the word, they will drive you mad or tear you to bits, trample you into the earth. They are harmless. Softly. Go out among men and find the food you need. No, this one is mine. Stand behind me. When I am finished with him, perhaps you can have a little taste. He's a very greedy one. You must watch out for him. Down! That is not the way we treat a guest. I apologize. It takes time to tame them. He is just new here. What is it you ask? Oh, no, my friend. That is my secret. Better ask, who was he? Perhaps you will find his name on a missing person report. But here he is just another member of my little family. Huh? How large is the family? You will see. Come. They will take you into the darkness, and for a little time you will share a night in the life of a vampire. Hold on to me, I say. I cannot spend time with cowards, or perhaps you wish to save me a trip to the outer world. How considerate. Shall I drink now? You are holding to my cape tightly. I thought you would. You see how easy? Take my arm. Let us walk a while. While I choose a victim. No, do not try to stop me from what I shall do tonight. All right, then. Take your little knife. Stab me. Go! Strike my heart! It goes right through me. But I am here, my friend. I am as real as you, but I have evil to protect me. And there is nothing more powerful. Shall we walk, then? In one of the largest cities of the world, who would think a vampire walks in their streets? Only a madman. And who can say that madmen are wrong just because they are mad? See, they don't even notice. Come, I will show you the essence of horror. There, by the lamppost, alone on the corner, that girl. You see, my friend, to be frightened in the dark is only natural. It is nothing to be frightened in the middle of a street with thousands of people around. That is terror. Walk with me. I will show you. You see this ring I wear? To look upon it is to become helpless. Now, gently, stay behind me. Good evening, young lady. I beg your pardon, but I am a stranger to your city and have lost my way. Can you tell me, please, the bus to Kensington Gardens? Now, sure, Derek. Excuse me if I point, young lady. I walk to the corner there. See, you see how she stares. And the number of the bus, my dear? She's in my power now. Walk with me, young lady. You see how easily she comes? Is it not an impressive demonstration, my friend? What will I do with her? Ah, my dear innocent friend, what would I do with her? I am a vampire. Here, into the alley. No, you cannot prevent me. I warn you, do not interfere. Do not try to be brave. Brave men have died before, and quickly. Look at my ring. Fool. You think Count Dracula can be stopped? Her throat. So soft, so warm, so full of life. I'm renewed. The blood that flowed through her veins is all mine. That was her only purpose in life, to give me strength. So many have gone before, so many yet to come. There is no end to time and no end to Dracula. What shall I do with the lifeless shell? Rest. Rest here forever. Count Dracula thanks you. And you, I command you, awaken. Where are you? What a clever original remark. I will tell you where you are. You are with me, Count Dracula. Fear not. What can happen? The worst is that you will die. Don't snap. There are better men below the ground than are walking on the top. Come. You have seen a graveyard before. Don't pull back. You are the one that wants to know everything. Be brave, if you can. Reposing in your coffin. The door of the crypt is shut. You are alone. Eternity stretches out in front of you. You have nothing to look forward to, only the silence of the tomb. And slowly you become nothing. What is left of you is only the name on the tombstone. And in time, even that will fade. Ah, you don't like the thought? Then come further, down deeper to where the vampire is kink, where the zombies and the ghosts are harmless fiends compared to what really lives. You pardon the expression, down there. Come. They are not pleased to see you, my friend. I cannot vouch for your safety. Down! Down!
Away! Away!
See, they are almost uncontrollable tonight. Come quickly. Come quickly, we will find you a little more safety, perhaps. Oh, what a peaceful scene. It looks like a perfect world. Beautiful women, well-dressed men. Who are they? All vampires, millions of them. Now, my friend, that you are here with us, why return to your foolish, useless life? Remain here. Become one of us. Oh, of course. I promised you no harm. But what is harm? Would you rather be left to the ghouls and the zombies? Hear them call you? But here, we are not so uncouth, unless it is necessary. Vampires, look to me. Here is one that will not join us. What shall we do with him? They say you should look at my rink and then remember the pretty girl in the alley? Look at my ring. What do you see there? Gaze deeply. No, do not walk away from me. There is no place to hide, my friend. Fool. How far do you think you can run from me? Fool! You see, you are here with me, and there is no way out except. Zombies, stop him! Dracula has given you his word that you shall be safe, and that is how it shall be. For now, look into my rink, and you will find yourself back among the living. Look, but before you go, I tell you this. In the normal life you lead, you will try to forget what you have seen here, but it will all come back to you in your nightmares. And you will not be able to explain it away as a dream. And some night you will be sleeping peacefully, and you will think you are safe. And on that night, that very night, a wolf will howl, and I will come for you. Slowly, quietly, I will come into your room. I will come to your bed. I will lean over and gently bite your neck. And then, my friend, you too will be a vampire. Beware. When the wolf howls, no matter where you are, Count Dracula will come for you.
Farewell!
till some midnight.
There. Done. But what is done? To escape from that place of evil? To come back to the world of men for what? Only to be taken back again? He's coming for me. I know it. But at least I've written it all down. I can leave a warning to the world. Midnight? So soon? The wolf. The wolf.
My friend, it is time. I have come for you.
Hello again, friends. How did you like that interview with Dracula? Were you scared? Underneath it, I played Benny. This album is called The Return. Before that, we heard Famous Monsters Speak. Dracula's Return, a legend said to be a ghoulish reality. Strange coffin found. So, yeah. 1973, that's what I was looking for. Saved specifically for you on the radio waves. All right, what do we have next? Up next, we're going to hear from a local band, Aquarian Blood, doing Forecast Paralyzed. So, don't go anywhere. I know you're scared, but I'll be here with you until the witching hour.
Pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Forecast paralyzed, body mind design. by the bay,
where the watermelon rolls,
where the watermelon rolls.
If you go home,
if you go home,
just don't get caught,
just don't get caught.
But if you do, your mother will say, never trust the men under the sand, down by the bay.
When I go to sleep,
when I go to sleep,
the book in my hand.
Down by the bay,
where the watermelon rolls,
where the watermelon rolls.
live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Like a nice witch should. What am I saying? That's one feeling I hate. The worst thing you could do is to make me feel good.
Sorry, and I hope you'll forget the whole thing.
I'll forget it until the witching hour.
Hello again, friends. And thank you so much again for joining me here on The Witching Hour. This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Let's listen back to what we just heard, shall we? We just heard from Norma Tanega doing You're Dead. Gotta thank What We Do in the Shadows for bringing that back into the cultural lexicon. It's such a good song. Before that, we heard from the Growlers with The Graveyard's Full. We're running out of earth. Before that, we heard from the Mangy Bones doing Scavenger on the Wind. Before that, we also heard from Madeline Witt doing Where the Watermelons Rot. And then we also heard from Aquarium Blood at the top doing Forecast Paralyzed. Right now we are hearing The House is Haunted by Roy Fox and his band. Up next, we're going to hear from old Patti Smith doing Ghost Dance, but I'm going to let Roy Fox play us out on Into This Night. Let's keep it going, shall we?
The place is glutted up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. (Laughs)
peace to your brother. Give and take.
Lights go low. there's no help, no. Baby, it's slow when lights go low. There's no help, no.
Well, hello again, friends. Here we are, about 3 minutes from midnight. The witching hour, where I have to leave you on into this good night. And I'd like to wish you a happy Samhain, autumn, Halloween, whatever you're celebrating. Dia de los Muertos. I hope it's a good one. I hope your harvest is bountiful, and I hope that you have a good night's sleep tonight. If you are a regular listener of The Witching Hour, you know that I cannot in good conscience send you off to bed all rattled and shook. So I'm going to play you a palate cleanse to cleanse your dreams tonight. Tonight's palate cleanse is a little on theme. It's brought to you by The Five Blobs, and it is called The Blob. So, good night. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch.